感谢主啊！今天下午跟大家一起来学习圣经的道理。
Thank the Lord. This afternoon, I'd like to study the words of God with all of you here.
我们常常看别人，然后也回想我们自己。常常发现信仰过了一段时间以后，好像体验越来越少。
Well, we often look at others and then reflect back on ourselves. That the longer we have believed in our journey of faith, it seems like we have less and less experiences.
或者说信仰越来越没有力量。
Or it feels that our faith is weaker and weaker.
失去了起初当初非常活泼、非常有生命力的一种生活。
And we have lost that vitality from before.
那这就是我们信仰亮的黄灯。
This is the yellow light in our faith.
因为神是活的。
Because God is living.
神没有改变。
God did not change.
如果我们对神的体验减少。
If we have less and less experiences of God,
这个表示我们跟神的关系一直在衰退。
This means that our relationship with Him is growing colder and colder.
我们常常会想，到底是为什么？
And we often reflect and ask ourselves why.
圣经说，一生的果效是从心发出来的。
The Bible says that the fruit of our labors is from our hearts.
所以常常是因为从我们心里的最深处发生了问题。
So oftentimes there's a problem in the innermost part of our being.
那到底是什么问题？
And what problem is that?
就是我们对神的渴慕已经减少。
Our longing or our thirst for God has waned.
我们跟神的关系好像婚姻的关系。
Our relationship with God is like that of a marriage.
你可以看出这个新婚的人的特色。
We can see the characteristics of a newlywed couple.
眼睛看，嘴巴讲，心里想的都是对方。
What they see, what they say, everything is about the other person.
因为他的婚姻非常圆满。
Because their marriage is very perfect.
但是过了一段时间。
A while later, though.
如果一方对另外一方的这种渴慕减少。
If one party's longing or desire for the other has waned,
那么就发现这婚姻就开始发现出现问题。
Then you begin to see some problems arising in the marriage.
那我们跟神的关系就是在属灵的婚姻的关系。
Our relationship with God is like a spiritual marriage.
常常是因为我们跟神之间有第三者存在。
Oftentimes, it's because a third party has entered into our relationship between us and God.
使我们跟神的关系发生问题。
And so that problems arise in our relationship with God.
那这个第三者是什么？
So who is this third party?
让我们看这个雅各书。
Now let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四节第五节。
James chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
这里讲你们这些淫乱的人。
Says here the adulterers and adulteresses.
这不是肉体的淫乱。
This is not referring to the physical adulterers.
是在灵里面对神的不忠。
But rather those who are unfaithful in spirit to the Lord.
什么叫做不忠？
What does it mean to be unfaithful?
这里讲与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
Says here that friendship with the world is enmity with God.
做跟世界做朋友，就是跟神为敌。
So befriending the world is enmity with God.
那世俗是什么？
What is the world?
如果我们看约翰一书，就是在讲三件事情。
If we read in 1 John, it refers to the world in three aspects.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
所以当一个人的心开始世界的分量越来越重。世界的分量在他的心里面越来越重。
So when the world takes a greater portion of the person's life,
在神看起来，他就是对神越来越不忠。
Then to God, that person is less and less faithful to him.
因为他心已经同他的许配给基督那个心已经跑到世界去了。
Because that heart that was betrothed to Christ is now heading towards the world.
那神到底有多爱我们？
How much does God love us?
第四节
Verse 4、
啊、第五节
Verse 5请 Or do you think that the scripture says in vain The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously
这里讲神是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的
It says your spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously、
啊、神赐给我们灵也可以解释圣灵他、啊、住在里面、啊、那爱我们爱到会嫉妒
The spirit that God gives us, the Holy Spirit, loves us to the point of jealousy.
神希望永远全部的拥有我们的心。
God desires to have our entire heart.
虽然我们人活在世界。
Even though we are physically living in this world.
但是我们的心是紧紧跟神连在一起。
But our heart is closely attached to God.
那这样我们跟神这个属灵的婚姻关系就非常的亲密。
And so this spiritual marriage between us and God will be very intimate.
所以对现在的基督徒来讲，考验真的很大。
The test for today's Christians is indeed great.
我常常提到在非洲的一个体验。
I often share my experiences in Africa.
这是一个非常简单的体验。
It's a very simple experience.
就是我们到一个村庄去布道。
So when we go into the village to preach.
在大树下布道。
We preach under a big tree.
也没有电也没有电灯。
There is no electricity or light.
好多大人小孩子围着在那边听我们布道。
Many adults and children surround us to listen to the words of God.
第二天我们到这个村庄隔一个河的对面去布道。
And the next day we cross the river from that village into the next town to preach.
我发现只有小孩子。
And we discover that only the children come.
那大人跑去哪里呢
？Where did have the adults gone？
布道完就很好奇，就村庄走一圈。
So after evangelizing there, I was curious, so I walked around the village.
大人都在看电视啊。
And the adults are all home watching TV.
其实非洲的电视也不好看。
And actually, the television in Africa is not very enjoying.
第一个它是黑白的。
First, it's in black and white.
第二个那个节目你也不会想看。
And second, you would not want to watch some of the shows.
但是对他们来讲，有一个会动、会出声音的东西，这就很好奇。
But to them, their curiosities on that image that can move.
那其实我们现在会吸引我们的太多了。
Now today, there's many things that attracts and lure us away.
那吸引到我们现在把手机形容这是毒品了。
And to the point where we describe our cell phones as a drug.
会上瘾的。
That can be we can become addicted.
所以我们发现手机发现这个发明以后，牧养越来越难。
We find that after the advent of the cell phone, it's harder and harder to pastor God's sheep.
甚至我们在训练宗教教育的教员会发现，这个来训练的素质越来越低。
Even when we're training the RE teachers, we find the quality of these teachers are gradually getting deteriorating.
因为整个人的心已经被借着科技的方便已经吸到世界去了。
Because through the advancement of technology, our hearts has actually been lured away and attracted to all the new things.
人的心有没有饥渴？有。
Do our hearts have a longing or thirsting?
因为人除了外在肉体的满足，还需要心灵的满足。
Because aside from our physical needs, and we also have spiritual longings and thirsts.
但是因为科技的发达，让我们心灵的饥渴就引导进入世界去。
But because of the advancement of technology, it has caused our thirst and longing to head towards the world.
那信仰是需要心的。
Now faith requires our hearts.
不是来教会做信仰就会进步的。
Our faith doesn't grow by just coming to church and sitting here.
信仰需要真的用心去追求。
We really need to put heart and effort into pursuing it.
当我们的心跑到世界去。
When our heart goes to the world.
虽然我们每个礼拜都来教会。
Although we may be coming to church every week.
我们跟神的关系越来越弱。
But our relationship with God grows weaker and weaker.
因为我们已经失去对他渴慕的心。
Because we have already lost that thirst and longing for God.
这是我们现在这个世代牧养工作一大挑战。
This is the greatest challenge we have today in pastoring the Lord's sheep.
所以如果我们看到一个信徒来到教会以后都没有用手机，我们真的为他感谢神。
And we really praise God when we see a believer come to church without using their cell phone the entire day.
这个不只是代表他能够知道肉体得安息。
For this not only mean that the believer knows to receive rest in this physical body.
这个也代表他知道，当我们暂时跟世界隔绝，这是一种恩典。
But he also realizes that this temporary separation from the world is an added grace.
因为这种跟世界的隔绝会让我们的心重新归回向神。
For the separation with the world will allow us to return back to God.
所以我们怎么样能够重新对神有这个渴慕的心这是我们现在很重要一个课题。
So this is the question we have to ask ourselves today is how can we turn our heart, our longing and thirsting after God?
今天下午我想从诗篇跟大家一起来学习几点。
In this afternoon, I'd like to use from the book of Psalm to learn a few points concerning this.
我们看诗篇四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42.
第一节跟第二节。
Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
这里说我的心切慕神，好像鹿在切慕溪水。
Writes here that the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God.
当这个猎人在打猎的时候。
When a hunter is hunting,
他用这个鹿去追那个用狗去追那个鹿。
They let the dogs chase after the deer.
那这鹿在山上跑来跑去。
And when the deer is running around,
然后他叫这个狗把它追到溪水旁。
And they instruct the dogs to chase them to the waters.
那这个鹿太口渴了。
And so the deer gets thirsty.
所以他就进到水里面喝水，他已经忘记了猎人在后面了。
And so thirsty enough to where they would go and take water from the brook, forgetting about the hunter.
我们大家如果当过兵，你就知道，一天没有吃东西可以，但是一天没有喝水你过不了。
If you're in the military before, you know that one day without food is you can still survive, but one day without water is very difficult to get through.
所以这里在描写我们对神的渴慕，好像鹿在渴慕溪水。
So here it describes the panting of our soul as the deer pants for the water brooks.
我们就问了一个问题，那这一个人为什么会对神这么渴慕？
And so the question here is why does this person long after God so much?
好，我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
请读。
Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
这个地方说，我的心你为什么忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？
Why are you cast down on my soul? Why are you disquieted from within me?
英文叫 cast down, 就是我们的心越来越往下沉了。
That means that our hearts are getting lower and lower, being cast down.
这个表示越来越负面了。
Becoming more and more negative.
当一个人遇到问题不能解决。
When a person faces a problem that they cannot solve.
起先很乐观啊，船到桥头自然直。
The first they approach it with optimism.
但是过了一段时间，好像没有直啊。
Over a period of time, when it doesn't seem that this problem is getting fixed.
情况越来越糟，那再下去怎么办？
And the situation is getting worse. What shall they do next?
忧闷。
They become very disquieted, or
这样一直往下沉
and become spiraling downwards.
往下沉就没希望了
and becoming more and more hopeless.
那接下去说，我心为什么烦躁？
And here it says, why are you disquieted within me?
英文叫 disquiet, 就是没有办法安静下来。
In English, it means disquieted, unable to have peace and quiet.
得力在乎平静安稳。
Strength comes from peace and our strength.
所以当一个人遇到问题的时候，他的心能够安静下来，他就有力量来面对他的问题。
So when a person encounters a problem, they can quiet themselves down. Then they can have the strength to deal with it.
但是当一个人没有办法安静下来
，But when a person is unable to quiet themselves down,
就没有力量来面对问题。
Then they do not have the strength to face the problem before them.
所以这个作诗人遇到这些问题。
So when the psalmist faced these problems,
怎么办啊?
What shall he do?
所以第五节,
in verse 5,
应当仰望神,
it says that hope in God,
因为他笑脸帮助我, 我还要称赞他。
For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
因此当我们遇到其他的信徒有问题,
So when we encounter problems with other believers,
我们不要用世界的方法来帮助他。
Let's not use the worldly ways to help them.
他现在是信徒。
Now since they are a believer,
他是在教会里面问你的。
And they are asking you questions in the church.
如果我们用世界的方法来回答，就不需要神了。
If we counsel them using worldly ways, then we no longer need God.
因为我们知道神是笑脸帮助我们的。
For we know that he helps us with his countenance.
所以要仰望神。
And so we need to hope in him.
我们要把人的问题带来，让他寻找神。
We need to bring a man's problems before them so that they can seek after God.
那在这个寻找神解决问题的过程。
During this process of seeking after God to resolve their problems.
我们的心就会从世界，因为世界已经没有办法了，一直专注在神身上。
Then our hearts will go from the world since the world can no longer help us and be fixed on God.
那这就是渴慕神。
And this is what it means to thirst for God.
所以渴慕神从哪里来？
So where does this thirst from God come from?
从我们的问题开始在世界找答案，一直转移到神。
It comes from when our problems arise in our life in the, from the world, eventually it redirects into God.
大卫被扫罗追杀。
When David was pursued after by Saul,
圣经说他依靠神的心坚固。
The Bible says that he trusted in the Lord and was strengthened.
约拿单来见他，就是鼓励他要依靠神。
And Jonathan came to meet him to encourage him to rely on God.
扫罗捉不到大卫。
Saul could not catch David.
不是大卫会逃，也不是扫罗没有办法。
Not because David was elusive or that Saul was incapable.
圣经是说，因为神没有把大卫交给扫罗，所以你就抓不到。
But the Bible says, because God did not deliver David to Saul, so he could not capture him.
所以大卫怎么解决他的问题？
So how did David resolve his crisis?
就是渴慕神，专心仰望神。
He thirsted for God and focused his attention solely on God.
时候到了，这个问题就过去了。
And when time passed, this problem also went by.
所以我们要让我们生活人生的问题变成我们渴慕神的一个很重要的因素。
And so we need to allow the problems in our lives to become a very important reason why we thirst and long after God.
那大卫写出很多的诗篇，安慰很多在患难中的人。
David wrote many psalms to encourage those who are in distress.
因为在那一段时间，他对神的感受特别深。
For in that time, he had the closest connection experience with God.
所以难怪有人说患难是恩典。
So some people say that our tribulations are a grace.
因为患难让我们渴慕神，患难让我们亲近神，患难让我们体验神。
Or these adversities and trials are a grace for us because it helps us draw closer to God. It helps us experience God even more.
所以要让患难成为我们跟神建立更好关系的一个因素。
So let the trials and adversity become a reason for us to establish an even stronger relationship with the Lord.
我们看四十二章第三节。
Let us read chapter 42, verse 3. Verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night.While they continually say to me, Where is your God?
人不住对我说，你的神在哪里？
Continually say to me, Where is your God?
第十节。
Verse 10.
我的敌人辱骂我，不住对我说，你的神在哪里？
As my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God?
我们每一个人受洗都是归入主耶稣的名下。
All of us who have been baptized belong under the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个名是万王之王的名，是荣耀的，是尊贵的。
This name is the King of Kings. It's the most glorious and honorable name.
所以启示录说，每一个得救人额头上盖有一个新名。
And in the book of Revelation, it says that all those who are saved will be as a seal we put on their foreheads.
那个新名是什么？
With a new name. What is that new name?
就是耶稣。
The name is Jesus.
所以我们是属主耶稣的。
So we belong to Jesus.
那现在遇到患难，别人看见那你拜神，那你的神在哪里？
So once we encounter adversity and people see us and they say, well, where is your God?
这个是作诗的人没有办法忍受的。
This is something that the psalmist could not stand.
因为这么有能力的神，这么荣耀的神，竟然被打问号，你的神在哪里？因为他的患难。
For such an almighty and powerful God is questioned here.They asked him, "Where is your God?"
所以有时候我们如果信仰进入更深的一个层次，
So when our faith enters into another level,
我们就会感觉到我们自己受一点羞辱没有关系，但是神的名不要被被羞辱。
We will come to realize that although we can be shamed, the name of our God can never be put to shame.
所以我们做每一件事情一定要想，我这样做，神的名能够荣耀吗？
So in all that we do, we need to reflect, will God be glorified because of my actions?
因为这是我们人生活着，让我们生活有意义的一个出发点。
For this is one of the motivation for us in this world.
我是为着神的荣耀在活。
To live a meaningful life, which is to live for the Lord.
有一次我到一个教会去。
One time I went to a church.
他们到机场来接我们，开了一部 van.
They came to pick me up in a van at the airport.
很大字，英文真耶稣教会。
And there were many great the inscription on the van that says True Jesus Church.
然后还有一节圣经节，我忘记了什么圣经节。
There was also a Bible verse associated with it, but I forgot it.
我就很佩服这个弟兄，很勇敢，敢看这个 van.
And so I would actually admire the brother for having the boldness to drive this van.
因为你有一个真耶稣教会这个名字。
Because you have the name True Jesus Church on the van.
如果你随便开。
And if you drive loosely,
对一个没有信仰的人来讲，那信耶稣的怎么这样开车？耶稣的名受辱。
And if you drive recklessly, then for a person who has not believed in Christ, you may put the name of the Lord to shame.
那如果我们随便开？
But if we drive recklessly,
有的基督徒一看，那真耶稣教会的信徒是怎么搞的？这样开车？
Then when other Christians see us, they may say, well, why do true Jesus church members behave in this way? So then the name of the church is put to shame.
So it's a
great responsibility when we drive a van with the name of our church on it.
而事实上，我们周围的邻居、我们公司的同事、我们的朋友，大部分都知道我们是信耶稣的，我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And because then our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, and fellow students, they know that we are members, we're Christian, and we're members of the True Jesus Church.
如果让人打问号，你的神在哪里？
But if a person questions us, where is your God?
我们真的是对不起神。
Then we truly are sorry to God for putting him to shame.
所以为什么我们要仰望神？
So why do we need to look towards and thirst for God?
要渴慕神。
Why do we need to thirst?
神啊，你应该快快来帮助我。
God, you should quickly come to help me.
让我能够从这个不能荣耀你的情况下赶快出来。
So that you can deliver me from this situation where I cannot glorify your name.
让我的一生能够荣耀你。
So that my life can be glorifying to you.
让我在我工作的场所能荣耀你。
So that I can glorify you in my workplace.
让我在我的邻居的面前能够荣耀你。
So that I can glorify you in front of my neighbors.
这个就是我们渴慕神的原因。
This is the reason for our thirsting and longing for God.
我们再来看诗篇的六十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 63.
诗篇六十三篇
Psalm 63,
第一节
Verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
这里说你是我的神
Says here, you are my God.
我要切切寻求你
And I will seek you.
然后下面说干旱疲乏无水之地我渴想你
A dry and thirsty land where there's no water.
我的心切慕你。
And my soul thirsts for you.
为什么这个作诗人会渴想神、切慕神？
Why does the psalmist long after and thirst for God?
因为在他的人生中经历了一段干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
For in his life he had experienced being in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
得不到满足。
He could not be satisfied.
因为是干旱嘛，干旱你有什么满足？连水都没有。
Because it is dry, how can there be any satisfaction without any water?
疲乏有时候不是肉体的，肉体睡一觉就好了。内心的那种疲倦感，活得真的很累。
And this dry and thirsty land also makes you fatigued. And it's not something that can just be solved in the flesh.
那这个时候我们就会渴慕神。
At this time, we will thirst for the Lord.
那这种内心的不满足感哦，有时候啊，哦，就在我们工作的场所发生。
So this discontentment within our hearts, oftentimes would happen in our workplace.
哦，我们年轻的时候啊，人生充满着理想。
When we're younger, we're full of ambition and ideals.
那把精力、时间全部都投进去。
And we invest all of our energy, our time.Into it.
有的连家庭生活的时间也投到事业的追求。
Some even sacrifice their family life in pursuit of their careers.
有的连自己的健康也投进去了。
Some sacrifice their own health for their careers.
就是希望能够达到人生一定的理想。
And in order to achieve that pinnacle of human ambition.
但是人到了一段程度的追求以后。
But when a person gets to a certain level of pursuing,
人常常会觉得心灵很干干渴。
They may feel that their soul is thirsty.
因为工作本身并没有办法滋润我们的心灵。
Because our jobs, our careers cannot nourish and our and quench that thirst.
那工作久了，不止肉体很疲劳，连心灵也很疲劳。
And so after a while working, not only does our flesh grow fatigued, but also our soul grows weary.
所以有时候我们看到一些青年在很出名的大都会上班。
And so we see some of our youth that working in very prestigious companies.
大都会 metropolitan area.
Very prestigious companies in metropolitan areas.
公司很出名。
And the company is very prestigious.
职位很好。
And they have very good positions.
配很高。
And high salaries.
升迁机会很大。
And very good opportunity for advancement.
这不是很理想吗？
Isn't this the ideal?
但我仔细看久了以后都对信仰有影响。
But if you carefully examine, after a while, all of their faith was affected by this.
为什么？
Why?
人一开始疲倦了，你怎么会想要亲近神？
Because when a person begins to grow weary and fatigued, why would they want to draw close to God?
所以那个干旱疲乏就会前面就有两条路可以选择。
And so in that dry and thirsty land, there would be only two roads ahead that you can choose from.
第一个选择就再投进去。
The first is that you invest more of yourself into it. 你可以
爬得更高，得得更多，更大的刺激。
You can climb higher, it gives even more excitement in your career.
被人更尊重。
Be respected and revered even more.
这是一个选择。
This is one choice.
第二个再退回过来。
And the second is to retreat.
到底我是为什么？
And reflect, what is this all for?
我的一生是为什么？
What is my life about?
所以我常常看一个教会的工人，他见证好几次。一个教会工人见证好几次。
There was a church worker that testified several times.
他应该工作表现相当好。
I think his performance at work was exceptional.
公司的老板好几次找他说要跟你提升。
His supervisor at work many times tried to promote him.
他都拒绝。
And he rejected it.
提升表示职位更高，配更高，但是责任更大。
Promoting him means that he has a better title, a better salary, but even more responsibility.
那他为什么会满足于他现在呢？
So why was he content with his current state?
因为他想服侍神。
Because he desired to serve God.
他说我现在的我，我有很多时间，我差不多礼拜五，有时候下午就不必上班。
And he reflected and thought that, well, now I have a lot of time. Since from Friday onwards, I don't have much. I don't have to work.
所以教会要去哪里去哪里，他都可以去。
And so if the church needs me to help out with anything, I'm available to go.
所以他可以服侍神。
So he is available to serve God.
也能够做一个过一个正常的家庭生活。
And also have a normal family life.
但是每次看到他都很喜乐笑笑的。
And so every time I see him, he's always joyful with a smile on his countenance.
所以虽然在工作上经历干旱疲乏，
And so even though we may face the dry and thirsty land in our workplace,
但是这个体验带给他做另外一个选择。
But this experience gave this brother a different kind of choice.
我可想神。
It's that I can long after God.
我要来亲近神。
I want to draw near him.
我要来服侍神。
I want to serve him.
所以人为什么会渴慕神？
So why do people thirst for God?
就是对人生的一个彻底的觉悟。
They have a realization of their own lives.
到底 什么能够真的满足我。
And they understand what truly will satisfy them.
到底什么能够带给我活着真正的意义跟价值？
And what truly will bring me real meaning and value to my life?
难道我活着就是为着工作一直到死吗？
Am I living just to work until I die?
这个有什么意义？有什么价值？
What meaning and purpose is there in all this?
那当人想通了。
So when a person has clearly thought through this,
人生的方向就会改变。
And the direction of their life will change.
但是这需要一段时间。
But this requires time.
如果一个人三十几岁说我人生想通了，可能不太实在。
If a person is in his 30s and says, I've already have a clear understanding of life, this may not be realistic.
你看所罗门也是摸索一段时间才想通了。
We see that even Solomon had to seek for a while in order to find that direction.
好，我们看传道书第二章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes 2.
十一节。
Verse 11.Ecclesiastes 2 verse 11, Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun.
好，这里所罗门说，
Now here King Solomon said,
我查看我所经营的一切事。
I looked on all the works that my hands had done.
所以这个所罗门不是一投下去就没有用头脑，所罗门随时随刻都用头脑的。
So Solomon did not just start doing it without thinking about it. He's very wise and he always considered his works.
我这样做，过了一段时间，回头过来看，到底这样是怎么一回事？
And he would do his work and then reflect back on it to see how it was.
如果我们看第二章，
And if we look at in chapter 2,
第三节，
chapter 2 verse 3,
说我用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心里仍旧以智慧引导我。
Says I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine.While guiding my heart with wisdom.
这所罗门不是酒一杯一杯灌下去，然后灌到醉了，醉到天亮，不是这样的。
He's not the type of person that would just indulge himself with wine and get drunk until the next morning.
一杯下去，现在头脑在想想看，这一杯到底给我什么？
But we see here that he took a cup glass of wine, he took wine and then he thought about it, guided his heart with wisdom.
第二杯再下去，
and the second cup went in.
又醉了一点。
And then he was, he became more intoxicated.
头脑再想想看，哎，又多了一杯，到底我得到什么
？And after that cup, he reflected, on what he had gained from it.
所以到最后，他得到一个结论。
So in the end, he came to this conclusion.
我再喝几杯也是一样，这是空的。
That no matter how many more glasses I take in, it would be the same. It would be in vain.
那个酒是什么
？What is that wine?
酒就是世界的娱乐啊。
The wine represents the worldly enjoyment and entertainment.
这里面是空的。
But in it is vanity.
用头脑去想。
So when he uses his, when he thought about this.
我们再看十一节，第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
下面说，我劳碌所成的功。
It says here, the labor in which I had toiled.
就是他因为很劳碌，他也有一些成功。
And so because he labored, because he toiled, he had some results.
都是虚空的。
But it is all vanity.
所以传道书啊，不是叫我们生活很消极。
So the book of Ecclesiastes does not teach us to live our life very passively.
传道书是要拆毁一个旧的观念。
But rather, it is to tear down an old concept.
没有神，我也活得很好。
That concept is, without God, I can live I can live just as well.
这个观念如果没有拆毁，我们就不会渴慕神。
If this concept is not torn down, we cannot long and thirst after God.
因为如果没有神，我也可以活得很好，那我为什么需要神？
For if I can live just as well without God, then why do I need him?
就是因为没有神，我没有办法活下去，所以我渴慕神。
And it is because I cannot live without God, is why I thirst after him.
那没有神，我没有办法活下去，不是说我今天会死。
And without God, I cannot live without God. Doesn't mean that I will die today.
是指着我接下去我的人生都是虚空的。
But rather, it implies that my life is all in vain afterwards.
是没有意义的。
It is meaningless.
是没有价值的。
It is without value.
所以人需要达到那一点，人整个人生方向就会改变。
And so a person needs to reach that point, and their entire concept and direction will be shifted.
但那一点有可能是四十岁。
But that point may be in our 40s.
那一点也可能是60岁。
That point may be in our 60s.
那一点可能是80岁。
Or in our 80s.
也有可能死的还没有达到那一点。
Or perhaps we never reach that point even after death.
所以我们人需要有一个觉悟。
And so we all have to come to this realization.
今天如果我死了。
Today if I die.
只有两件事情最重要。
Only two things are important.
第一个我能不能得救。
The first, can I be saved?
第二个。我在神的天平秤，我有多少重量
？The second is that on the scale of God, how much weight do I have？
只有这两件事情啊。
Only these two things。
其他都过去了。
Everything else has passed。
所以什么叫虚空
？So what does it mean to be in vanity？
就是我们在世界上所追求的一切。
It means that all of our pursuits in this world。
在神的天平一秤是零，没有重量。
But on the balance of God, it weighs nothing。
那这不是白活了吗
？Then are we living in vain？
所以人需要早一点达到这一点。
So the person needs to quickly come to this realization。
因此，这个传道书是很积极的。
So the book of Ecclesiastes is actually a very active message。
它要引导我们更有价值的生活方式。
It's guiding us to an even more meaningful, more purposeful life。
就是进到十二章。
Which is when we enter into chapter 12.
十二章就是要以神为中心。
Which is to live a God-centered life.
一切都是为着神。
That and all we do it for the Lord.
读书也是为着神。
We study for the Lord.
工作也为着神。
We work in our jobs for the Lord.
我们一切都是为着神。
Everything that we do is for the Lord.
那我们的生活就变成很有价值，很有意义。
And our life will be full of meaning and full of purpose.
所以诗篇的六十三篇。
So in Psalm 63,
就在讲干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想神，我切慕神。
That's about this dry and thirsty land that I seek you and my soul thirsts for you.
那切慕神有什么结果
？So what is the result of thirsting for God?
第三节
，Verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
你的慈爱比生命更好，神的慈爱真的感动我们，满足了我们的心。
God's loving kindness moved us, has satisfied our hearts.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
当人初结婚的时候，一想到对方，心里充满着高兴。
When the person is newly married, when they think about the other person, they're full of happiness.
如果刚刚结婚，你想到对方愁眉苦脸，这是有问题的。
If a person is newly married but is downcast by thinking about their spouse, then there's a problem.
那这里讲说，我思想你，我的心就满足了，骨髓肥甘，就那种甜美感就在里面。
So my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness with this kind of sweetness.
所以当一个人从干旱疲乏转来渴慕神、追求神，他得到什么
？So when a person goes from a dry and thirsty land where there is no water to a place where they're longing and thirsting for God, what do they receive?
爱的满足。
They receive the satisfaction of love.
生命的甜美。
Of sweetness in their lives.
神的同在。
And God's abidance.
所以这个是非常可贵的。
This is very extremely valuable.
所以我们信仰需要追求。
And so our, we need to pursue this in our faith.
我们看诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's read in Psalm 84.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第一节。
Psalm 84 verse 1. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
第二节。
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这里讲万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
Talks about how lovely the tabernacle of God is.
然后第二节，我可想神的愿语。
And my soul longs for the courts of the Lord.
在旧约时代。
In the Old Testament.
神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
God dwelt in the light that's unapproachable by man.
神也住在圣殿里面。
God also dwelled in the tabernacle.
所以你的居所何等可爱，不是那个物质的圣殿何等可爱。
So how lovely is your tabernacle is not referring to the physical tabernacle.
是因为那个物质的殿有至圣所，至圣所有神的降临。
And the tabernacle has the Holy of Holies and it has the abidance of God there.
所以神的居所，神住在那里，就变成很可爱。
And so that is a dwelling place of God and that is why it is lovely.
今天教会就是神的居所。
Today the church is the dwelling place of the Lord.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会就是主耶稣宝血所洁净的这一群人。
Church is the body that's redeemed by the Lord's blood.
所以这里讲你的居所何等可爱，今天就讲教会何等可爱。
So here, how lovely is your tabernacle refers to the church today.
那第二节，我羡慕可想神的院里，今天就是渴慕神的教会。
In verse 2, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord, means to us today that long after the Lord's church.
所以教会值得我们渴慕，不是这一群人，我们都是很平凡的，有什么可以渴慕？
And so the church, we need to thirst and long after the church of God, not for just the people.
我很想去教会，我很想加入这个教会，是因为这里面有神的同在。
I want to be a part of this church becauseThere is the abidance of God here.
如果把神拿掉，就一群人，那这跟社会的人有什么不同？
If we remove God from the equation, it is only a group of people, no different than that of the world.
如果把神放回去，这一群人就不一样，因为神住在这里。
But if God dwells among them, this is an entirely different group.
所以这一个作诗的人，他渴慕神，就渴慕神住的地方，就是教会。
So the psalmist here longs after the Lord's tabernacle and courts.And it's referring to the church.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
这里讲，在你的祭坛，麻雀为自己造凿房屋，燕子为自己抱出之窝。所以他在讲，这个麻雀燕子懂得在这个圣所的这个外面的筑巢。
So here it says that even the sparrow and the swallow knows to build a nest for themselves next to the altars.
第四节。
Verse 4.
如此住在你的殿中便为有福。
Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
神的殿就是教会。我们能够成为教会的一份子，这是极大的福气。
The church is the Lord's house. If we can become a part of the church, how great a blessing is it?
因为这是神的居所。
For this is the dwelling place of God.
那如果我们再看。
And if we continue reading,
十一节,
verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
这里讲神是盾牌。
Here it says that the Lord God is a shield.
神是日头。
And God is a sun.
神是盾牌，他给我们安全感。
God is a shield. He brings us a sense of security.
神是日头，在他里面没有黑暗。
And God is a sun. In him, there is no darkness.
我们生活太多负面的事情了。
In our lives, there's too many negative things.
在我们工作场合。
In our workplaces.
甚至在我们家里面。
Even in our own homes.
甚至我们周围的人。
Or the people around us.
太多的负面。
Too many negative things.
所以我们人活着不快乐。
So we live without joy.
但是在神里面。
But in God.
神是日头。
He is the sun.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
在他里面没有负面。
In him there is no negativity.
所以当一个人渴慕神，一起去追求。
So when a person longs after God and pursues him,
我们的心里面那个负面就一直跑掉了。
Then that negativity in our heart begins to fade away.
因为这个里面没有恨了。恨就在黑暗里面。
For in it will no longer be hatred, which is in the darkness.
爱才在这光明里面。
And love is in the light.
罪是在黑暗里面。
Sin is in darkness.
神是义的。
But God is righteous.
所以他是在光里面的。
So he is in the he is light.
那我们进到神的公义里面，神的爱充满，我们人生就越来越正面。
So we enter into the God's righteousness and filled with this love, our lives will become more and more filled with positivity.
甚至死亡向黑暗临到。
Even when death approaches,
我们也看到另外一个光。
Even when the darkness of death approaches us, we still see that other light,
永恒的光,
which is that eternal light,
天国的永生,
the eternal life in heaven.
所以我们为什么会渴慕神?
So why do we thirst and long after God?
他是盾牌, 他是日头。
He is a shield and a sun.
他是好的。
He is good.
只要靠近他,
so we need to draw near him.
我们的生命会变得越来越好。
And our lives will become better.
Now,
let us sing him together.
158.
Let us rise and sing him 158.
下礼拜是我们的灵恩布道会。
Next week is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
我们特别为灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's especially pray for it.
让我们大家能够体会丰盛的灵恩。
That we can all experience an abundant spiritual blessings.
让更多人能够来认识主耶稣的救恩。
So even more people can come to know the salvation of Christ.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.